colourful action message.
You're tuned in to the Arts and Culture Show. I'm Karina H. Maynard. Now, don't forget, coming up at 11, I've got Melanie Jones coming in to speak about the fashion's finest catwalk shows taking place in London this Saturday and Sunday. And we'll be speaking about representation and inclusivity in the fashion industry on and off the catwalk as well. So make sure you keep it locked for that. Coming up shortly, I'm going to be speaking to consultant urological surgeon Jonathan Mancanjuola about the Be Clear on Cancer campaign that's engaging the faith communities to raise awareness on bladder cancer. Before that, I'm just going to play you a short clip that explains a bit more about the Be Clear on Cancer campaign, and then we'll speak with Dr. Jonathan.
Approximately 17,500 people will develop kidney or bladder cancer per year in the UK.
People from the black community don't talk about cancer. We see cancer as a death sentence, really.
Cancer in Asian community, I think, is seen as a big taboo. So the minute you mention cancer, people think, oh, wow, you know.
Patients are often very embarrassed to come forward. They don't want to tell their friends or relatives or discuss it. They feel that perhaps something wrong that they've done is now the cause of their symptoms. They may visit a spiritualist rather than going directly to their GP. And not that that's a bad thing, but of course that may delay things further.
Some people won't even say cancer. They said, oh, the C word. And I say, what, you mean cancer? You know, I have no problem. I have totally accepted that you got to get it diagnosed early on and get it treated.
The most typical sign that might alert you to a problem that could be cancer in your kidney or your bladder is seeing blood in your urine.
When there was blood in my urine, I knew I had to get medical help.
I went to my GP. I was asked to provide a urine sample.
They did my urine test and I think they realised very quickly that it was something very serious.
They sent me a letter from London hospitals, you know, and they find in my bladder it had a small tumour, like, you know.
When I was diagnosed with bladder cancer, I was totally shocked. Afterwards, I got home, realised, you know, that, right, OK, I've got a fight on my hands.
You can't just sort of ignore it. So I felt that if I talked about it, then I've got other people there to support me.
I told my immediate family straight away and friends as well, and they were very, very supportive. And to be honest, I could not have managed without all their support. For a year or so, I had the treatment and it has worked for me and cancer hasn't returned.
When I was referred to the urology team, the decision was that they would remove my bladder. So I had the operation and I was really glad that I did that. It saved my life and everything's fine now.
After the surgery, I felt relieved. I now look forward to the future.
We know that if cancer of the bladder and cancer of the kidney are detected early, then the treatments are very effective.
If any patients notice blood in their urine, even if it is just the one time, please discuss this with your GP straight away, don't delay.
Now I'm going to speak with consultant urological surgeon Jonathan Mancanjuola from King's College Hospital. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's fantastic to have you on. Tell me, what is the Blood in Urine campaign all about? Why are you doing this campaign?
So the Blood in Urine campaign was launched in July of this year and runs for the end of September. It's really a Public Health England initiative to try and increase the awareness of symptoms of bladder and kidney cancer in men and women aged over 50. And we know these are the groups most at risk of detecting this cancer. Mm-hmm. We know that if this cancer is picked up early, it can be cured. And the key message from this campaign is if you notice blood in your urine, even if it's just the once, you're meant to seek a medical attention straight away and go and see your GP.
Okay. And you've engaged over 250 places of worship. Why has it been important for you to engage the faith community for this campaign?
There's been a lot of studies show that faith communities and ethnic and minority groups are at risk for later detection of cancer, and that leads to worse outcomes, basically. So we're trying to really target these groups to really say, look, if these cancers are picked up earlier, then they can be cured a lot more effectively than if we leave things too late. Mm-hmm. As you said, we've partnered with over 250 places of worship, so temples, churches, mosques, and engaging with faith group leaders as well to help us with this. Mm-hmm. In some of the places of worship, there are actually even posters in the toilet saying, look before you flush and see your GP if you notice blood in your urine. Really just trying to increase awareness and patient and understanding of the condition.
Absolutely. And what sorts of conversations have you had with faith leaders? Have any of them sort of brought up any sort of belief systems or sort of cultural attitudes that might make people a bit more resistant in terms of coming forward to see if they if they're clear of cancer?
Yeah, so in some minority groups, there's a fear of the cancer, basically. Some people think that it's a will of God if they have to have cancer, and they may have symptoms for a long time but do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And they think that this, in some faith groups as well, or some groups, cancer is quite a taboo subject, and they don't want to speak to family members or go to see their GP and they may be having symptoms and not telling anyone about it. So we're just trying to engage with the faith groups to say, look, God is important in their lives and prayer is important, but equally getting yourself checked out and not ignoring symptoms is very important, because we can cure situations if it's picked up early.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a powerful message about this campaign, that earlier cancer is detected, the more treatable it is, and the greater, the more positive the results. And in terms of blood in the urine, you mentioned that even if it's just once, from what I understand is that blood in the urine can be a symptom of these cancers. However, you won't necessarily have blood in the urine all the time. So it's important that if people just see blood once, that they come forward.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So sometimes people only notice a bit of blood once. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they may get pain associated with it. They may get some pain in the tummy as well. Mm-hmm. I think the bottom line is that blood in your urine is never normal. Mm-hmm. So if you see it and notice it, please get checked out. Mm-hmm. In women, it can represent a urinary tract infection, which are quite common. But we say, look, even if you've had a urinary tract infection, we're treated with the appropriate antibiotics, but still get persistent blood in women, then it's important to get these checked out. But I think the message, we're not trying to confuse people so we just say, if you notice blood in your urine, please go and see your GP. I think that's the take-home message there.
Okay. And what's the first step people should take? Should they go to their GPs? Should they go to accident and emergency?
Oh, no, we wouldn't want people going to accident and emergency. I think we'd probably say that the sensible message is go to book an appointment with your GP, who will do a urine test and dip the urine as well. And if they find blood or they see blood, they'll refer you under the two-week rule. So that means you have to be referred to a specialist such as myself urgently to be seen.
Okay.
But we don't advocate people going to A&E now.
Okay, so first step, visit your doctor. Even, I mean, some people might not be sure if they have blood in their urine, but you're saying it's better to be err on the side of caution and to go and see your GP anyway. If your urine's, for example, quite dark and it's an unusual colour, is that how it would appear?
Exactly. We don't want to confuse the general public. We just say, if you notice urine that's not normal, red blood colour appearance to it, mm-hmm. go and see your GP.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. And where can people go to find out more information?
So if people on the World Wide Web, so if you go into the popular search engines and type Be Clear on Cancer, mm-hmm. And there's a whole host of information there from mm-hmm. Public Health England, including some videos on YouTube, which showing some patient journeys who have had kidney and bladder cancer and how they experienced it, both patients in faith groups and different religious groups as well. It's all there on the website.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Jonathan. Very important message.
Thank you very much.
Colourful action message.